Welcome to the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. I'm Ben Trueblood. With me, John Paul Basham.
Yo.
This is the final episode of our podcast miniseries on recruiting and creating great volunteers. So if you haven't listened to the first four, here's a quick rundown. We talked about casting vision, being clear up front, not only in the general ministry mission and vision, but how each role that you're recruiting volunteers for connects with and helps you accomplish the mission. We talked about stepping volunteers into leadership and how you need to have a pipeline or pathway for them to follow as you stair-step them into greater responsibility and roles, apprentice teaching, things like that. Episode 3 was expectations, how you should be clear on those expectations, both up front in the recruiting process and continually throughout their time. We talked about different ways and different kinds of expectations you should have. The fourth episode was how to, in the first year, make sure that your leaders stay for four more. We want you to be able to recruit leaders that stay around for a while, not that just pop in and out of the ministry. It is exhausting to go have to go back to square one with volunteer leaders. So When you recruit them, we want them to stay. You want them to stay. That was our topic last time. This time, we're going to talk about celebration. Celebrating volunteers. Now, we did mention a little bit of this in our expectations episode, but we want to dive in deeper to what it means to truly celebrate with volunteers.
We're going in. We're going deep. In over our heads, we're going to be.
That's right. Who sings that song?
I don't know. So how do you celebrate your volunteers? This is another one of those places that you're just going to have to be intentional. Because if you're like me, you get into the busy season of ministry, and I think we can often, I would look at somebody across the student center that we had at Liberty and say, man, they're awesome, on my way to go do something, and would find myself never going over to that person and saying, you're awesome.
That's right.
And so you notice them, you see them, and you're incredibly grateful for them. If they left, you might cry, but what are you doing to create an atmosphere of celebration? How are you celebrating wins? How are you lifting up the fact that somebody is living by the values and the culture that you've created, meeting the expectations that you've communicated, really taking the vision and mission to heart and kind of contextualizing that in their own life? How are you doing those things? Those are things that you're going to have to be intentional to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a little bit different approach for this podcast episode, the final one of our podcast mini-series on creating, recruiting great volunteers. Let's get super practical and let's go back and forth on ways that leaders can be celebrated and how to create the culture that you just talked about.
Okay.
We're going to do a little back and forth here. Would you like to go first?
Or nope.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. I'm just kidding. All right. One of the ways that you can celebrate your leaders is through a regular rhythm of training that you have. So this leans back into our last episode and keeping them for 4 years. Part of that is training them. And if you've already got a rhythm of training, then you already have an ongoing environment where you're speaking to your leaders. My suggestion to student ministry leaders is to always take part of that training time to celebrate wins. So my approach was I wanted to meet with them once a month. And so every month we would have a 15-minute training. And I always dedicated the last 3 minutes to highlighting a win, celebrating a leader, celebrating something that happened in our ministry as a result of a leader doing an exceptional job in the ministry. So that would be one way, creating that training atmosphere and using it to celebrate.
I would say take the time to do handwritten notes. Obviously, this was a little more private. It's just between you and the leader. But I think people appreciate the handwritten note.
Yeah.
Don't make it generic. Make it specific to something that you witnessed that leader do. And write the note, send it to them via snail mail, and let them have, you know, let them have the surprise of encouragement when they open their mailbox. That will go a long way in their heart.
So to be able to do that, and I'm just thinking through my own struggle in this, is that I'll see them do something great and say, man, I should shoot them a note.
Yeah.
And then you get back to your office and you say, what did I say I was going to write somebody a note for? So the preemptive strike there is to have some place that you write those things down in. Open up a notes tab on your phone and write down every time you see something cool that a leader does.
Yeah. And that's not only will that help you remember who to send that to and to actually follow through with it, but it kind of gives you a running tab on the cool stuff that you're seeing, which is encouraging to you. Like, this isn't the self-serving episode of the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. It's the how to celebrate volunteers. But at the same time, it can kind of give you a good gauge of all the things that are happening. And if you're seeing a bunch of great stuff happening all in kind of one category, maybe some of the other categories that you aren't seeing, some of the other values or some of the other expectations where you're not seeing a consistent, hey, that was awesome, then maybe those are the areas that rise to the top of things you need to train on a little more.
Yeah. Another one would be to have leaders at your house.
Mm.
One of the best things that you can do to celebrate them is just to have them over to your house. There's multiple ways to do this, whether you have all of your leaders over to your house at once for just a big gathering. Like Crystal and I used to just have all of our leaders in our backyard. So we would borrow tables and chairs from the church, put them in the back of the truck. And
do you still have any of those?
I don't.
That's good. That's good. Just a quick check.
Yeah. But we would set everything up outside and everybody come over. And there's no agenda. It's just I would walk around and say, thank you. You know, thank you for being here. A quick message at the front. Hey, we're a family. I love you guys. This ministry doesn't happen without you. And I just want to do something to celebrate you and give you some time to just kind of hang out and have fun. Another way would be to have a small number of leaders over at a time, whether it's one couple that's serving in your ministry, or if it's, just two or three people that you invite over to have dinner with you. But having them to your house and opening up your doors to them and celebrating them that way can go a long way.
Yeah. I would say another one would be get the students in the ministry to become a part of this as well.
Yeah.
So that can be planned, and it's going to have to be planned the first couple times to where you challenge students. So maybe this doesn't work in every context. So you'll have to fit it to your church programming. But maybe one Sunday, instead of doing groups, you have somebody take the students and do something with the students while you do something with the leaders and do a training or whatever. Again, this doesn't work in every context. But whoever is leading that time with the students, have them take a moment to write a thank you or get a group together and get a poster board and write, you know, all the group on one thing, whatever it is. You're going to have to organize the students doing this the first couple of times. But after that, and like helping the students to understand why that's important, maybe you'll begin to build into the culture teenagers actively thanking and appreciating their leaders to a greater degree, where, you know, you may organize it a couple times a year, but they're doing it and beginning to do it themselves. Even if they never get to the place where they're doing it themselves, you taking time to organize it and have students really say something that's special to their leader is huge. Because there are a lot of times, and you've felt this way, but there are a lot of times where leaders walk away from their group wondering, am I making a difference? And part of having great volunteers is getting them to understand that they are making a difference even when they can't see it every single week.
Yep. Another really easy way to celebrate them is to remember birthdays and anniversaries, important dates like that. There is...
I'm the worst.
Me too.
At this.
Me too. Ben and I share an admin, and neither one of us can remember a birthday or an admin's day.
So her birthday was like 2 weeks ago, and on her birthday, I had, my birthday was in August, and some people on the team like put decorations and stuff in my office. They were super kind. But I just didn't take the time to take that stuff down until randomly the day I decide to take down all my decorations and pile them up in her office to say, I don't know where these go, is on her birthday. And I didn't know. I didn't know it was her birthday. So I come out of my office with handfuls of birthday decorations, and I just kind of plop them down in a chair and say, I don't know where these go. Can you find somewhere to put them?
Well, you could put them up in my office, Ben.
I felt so bad later that day at home when I found out it was her birthday.
So an easy way to remember, there's a guy, Jeff Askew, who is a worship pastor.
Mm.
He just watches Facebook, and every time Facebook notifies him, so he's a worship pastor. And so he makes sure to be friends on social media, on Facebook specifically, with everybody in his choir, because he knows it's going to prompt him, hey, it's this person's birthday. And so just about every day, it's somebody's birthday. So when he sees it pop up, he'll send them a message for their birthday. And it's incredible.
Yeah. It's a good tool to use. Super easy. And listen, there are people that I do that with that I'll see it on Facebook and shoot them a quick text. Hey, happy birthday. And listen, everybody knows that you saw it somewhere.
Yeah.
But you took the time to say it.
Yeah.
And that's still special.
Yep. And they feel known by the person leading the ministry.
Yeah.
And that when you miss their birthday, it seems like, oh, it's a small thing. But when you miss it, it's a big deal.
Yeah. So another one that I would say is find a way for the senior leadership at your church to encourage your volunteers in student ministry. Chances are, like, your supervisor, Minister of Education, Next Gen pastor, or senior pastor, they might say something from the stage, or they might do an appreciation night or something like that. And by the way, all of these things that we're talking about are outside, like, the appreciation night. These are the because they expect that. They expect one of those.
If you do one.
If you don't, then that's an easy one. But if you have like the appreciation moment, these things are happening outside of that. So find a way that you can involve your pastor in the appreciation of pouring into the young people of the church. There's just a different level of respect and excitement that comes when the senior pastor of the church takes time to say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. I've heard from our student pastor how great you're doing as an eighth grade guy's Sunday school teacher or small group leader. And I just want to say thank you. It means so much to our church family.
Yeah.
Man, to loop them in is a huge part of that too.
So my last one would be similar to taking advantage of birthdays and anniversaries, but just the
weekends, holidays.
taking advantage of holidays that are already going to be, you know, coming along on the calendar. So Valentine's Day, do a little something fun for your leaders and tell them thank you. Do something for Father's Day. Do something for Mother's Day. Do something around Thanksgiving. Do something for Christmas. And these don't have to be big things. You don't need to buy everybody a $20 Christmas gift. It can be something very simple. The point is that you say, thank you, I see you, you're doing a great job, and here's just a small thing, a small token of thanks from the student ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are so many more, but we're going to close it right now, and we want to hear from you. So hit us up on Twitter at Ben Trueblood, at John Paul Basham. We want to hear other ways that you celebrate your volunteers. Keep it super practical, super short, because it's got to fit in the Twitter. So do that. We'd love to hear from you. And if you didn't listen to the first four episodes in this mini-series on recruiting and creating great volunteers, then go back and do that. Catch all five. Tell a friend about them. Forward it on. We would love for you to leave a rating and review as well. It helps people find this student ministry content that you have come to love so much. All right. This is it. We'll see you next time.
See ya.